Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Well, look who's dropped by with United Way Perth Huron. It's a pleasure to welcome Executive Director Ryan Erb. Ryan, it's good to see you.
It's great to be here, Jamie. It's been a little while since we've been together. Hey.
It has been, but it was great to see you yesterday at the get-together for Stratford District Chamber of Commerce, Business After Five at the Parlor Inn, hosted by United Way Perth Huron.
That's right. It was fun to be there last night, and everybody seemed to brave the storm. I was surprised, but it was good. We got together and networked with all kinds of great people. It was just fun to see our friends and be able to talk a little bit about the United Way.
So. All right. Well, let's talk about United Way Perth Huron. We have the campaign update, or the progress report, as we say.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we're at about 76% of our campaign goal, which is impressive for this time of the year. We're doing really well. But as you know, Jamie, it's that stretch drive. It's always the hardest for us, you know, to get to the 100%. So we've got to really work hard. And we'll talk a little bit later about coldest night of the year, which was one of the big ways we're going to do that.
But good news, we're at 76%, so we are getting there for sure. Let's spotlight something that you kind of touched on last night when you were speaking at the Parlor Inn, supporting diversity, equity, and inclusion. Big topic here.
For sure. I mean, the community has been talking about this for some time, and rightly so. Perhaps we haven't been talking about it enough up until the last couple of years. And so, you know, United Way is part of those conversations. We're trying to do the best to learn and also to lead where we can. And one of the things that we're working on is to help our LGBTQ plus friends with the new Pride Center here in Stratford. So last year, we did provide a grant to help them get things started, which is fantastic. But now we're looking at providing longer term funding. In order to do that, though, we have to reach our campaign goal. So we really want to try to get behind, further behind the Pride Center in downtown Stratford. It's an important space, a safe space where people can come and get resources and be connected. We also just want to make sure that that we can provide stable funding for the next 3 years.
Sounds good. Again, that's Bruce Duncan Skeef with Stratford Pride Community Center, and they have Winter Pride that's coming up. But it's all part of, you know, as we've talked about, making Stratford and area a welcoming community in so many ways.
That's right. Yeah. And you can participate. There's some great workshops happening right now that are being put on by some of our friends in the downtown that are helping us engage and understand the challenges that people are facing. You can have your voice heard about this issue. And so we encourage you to look into that and make sure that you participate.
Okay. More great initiatives with United Way Perth Huron. Let's talk about the living wage that has remained a popular topic, or top of mind, if you will.
For sure. You know, I mean, social issues in general, Jamie, really come down to one major thing: money. So we have to face it. Our society needs to do a better job of helping people have the income that they need, however we do that. One of the fantastic local mechanisms that we have is helping encourage companies to pay a living wage. And so we're so thankful when any company certifies, because it is a strong signal of support for this idea. When you pay a living wage, people have enough so that they can pay their basic expenses, right? And so we're really celebrating today that our friends at Cooper Standard have embraced this. And that's a big deal when a manufacturer says, we're going to get behind this. So congratulations to Cooper Standard, and we hope that this partnership with your employees means the world to many people.
That is awesome. Congratulations, and a big thank you to Cooper Standard. And we should mention, if you know, any businesses or workplaces have any questions about the living wage, because I know there's lots of questions.
Absolutely, yeah, they can come to us anytime. We're always here to try to answer those questions. We know from the research that in most cases, paying a living wage is actually good for the business as well as the employee. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's easy always. It's certainly difficult sometimes for businesses to pay higher wages perhaps than they're used to paying. However, we want to have those conversations, encourage it wherever it's possible, for sure.
Yeah, so engage. Have a conversation about it.
That's right.
That's what it's all about. And let's talk about coldest night of the year. We have got this coming up. It's about a month away, I guess, probably at this time. Yeah, about a month away.
Yeah, we're so excited. You know, February 25th is a big day for us. You know, we operate 6 coldest night of the year walks across the region, including here in Stratford. And since we've become part of the partnership with ShelterLink on this project, it has grown from raising about $40,000 a year to last year, 170 something. You know, I mean, it was just amazing the growth that we've seen the last couple of years as the community's really gotten behind this. And you can know that your funds will continue to support ShelterLink, and that's been great. They're certainly grateful for that. We're also raising money primarily for the Connection Center in downtown Stratford. So those are the two big things that are driving this fundraising, but it is part of our overall campaign that'll help us get to that big number.
And you were speaking yesterday again at the Business After Five, you know, when looking at affordable housing, things like that. that down the road. And something like a ShelterLink and Stratford Connection Center are kind of a part of that whole thing.
That's right. There's many partners that are really working together to try to reduce homelessness in our community. And it is happening. I was saying, I think publicly for the first time, people heard last night at Business After Five that we actually are seeing some small decreases in homelessness in our community for the first time, you know, in the last couple of years, which is incredible. So it is because of partnerships. It's because the city is leading those conversations with organizations like the United Way and our friends at ShelterLink, for example, and the Connection Center. Everybody's working together to try to do what they can. So it's amazing, but you come out that day, you're supporting that effort to reduce homelessness in our community, and it's so critical.
And let's be a part of this amazing campaign because we need the funds to help with things like this, for
sure. That's right, yep. We helped 32,000 people last year. It's amazing what the money from our community can do. And this is one of the most generous communities. We know this already, proven statistically in Canada. And we see it every year, how people get behind us as an organization. We are now the largest small market United Way in Canada because of that. It's amazing.
Be a part of this campaign. Again, perthhuron.unitedway.ca is the website where you can make a contribution, you can make a donation. Ryan Erb, Executive Director. Thanks so much for this, Ryan.
You're welcome.